Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, good evening. It's the Talk Block Radio coming live from Chicago, Illinois, USA. This is Brother Eddie Lee, a servant of the Lord Jesus and his gospel, and also a part of the branch of the Church of Christ with Elijah Message, Independence, Missouri, 608 Lacey Road, Independence. So, tonight, I will, with the help of the Lord Jesus, I acknowledge the Lord Jesus and the blood of the New Testament and the Holy Spirit, and acknowledge the saints of God around the world in all nations, and those that are dedicated, those that are dying and suffering and facing great persecution because of the gospel. But Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I dedicate this hour unto you for your glory and for the kingdom and for the working of your mighty works in this last day to recover your people and to awaken the nations. Prepare people to be your bride and at your coming again to the earth. Let these words reach some person, individual in need, and hear the hope that is only in Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the God of Israel, and the creator and maker of all the earth and earth, and all the things that are seen and unseen and the universe. So let your name be exalted, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lord Jesus Christ. So, beloved, tonight I will share a couple things. As we approach the fulfillment of the scriptures, there is a lot. We have a scene here where all nations, practically all nations in the earth, are now in confusion, in distress, unrest, conflict, war, and sorrow, and grief, famine, drought, pollution, and tyrannical rule, tyrants ruling in many nations. And so we find that many people from many parts of the world are crying out help. Some of them are saying help to the unknown God. They don't know the true and the living God, the eternal God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who's called the God of Israel. They're not acquainted with his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came into the world to save and redeem through his death, resurrection, and his blood, and his victory over Satan, sin, death, and the grave. They're not acquainted with him. They don't know him. They've heard of him, a few of them, and in all parts of the world, people are in distress and calling for help. And we who share the gospel of Jesus Christ and a hope that is in Christ, eternal life by faith in him, have this great opportunity to share with them the glorious, wonderful news. There is eternal hope. There is hope now. And because of the darkness, spiritual darkness that's upon mankind and Satan and the powers of demons and devils and the corrupt fallen nature of man being born in sin and shaped in iniquity, all people born with the sinful nature of Adam. You can read about this in Romans chapter 3, Romans 6, Galatians 3 and 4, about the fallen nature, the sinful Adamic cursed nature that people are born under after the fall of Adam in the Garden of Eden. So tonight we will share with you a wonderful news. Whatever place or nation you are in, the person that we refer to in the English language in the Western world called the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, in the Hebrew language and tongue. Now, this is the moment in history that if you're listening, that God has ordained to you to have life and a decision to make a decision about redemption from the curse of sin, spiritual death, and become a part of the family of God you are united through Jesus Christ with your hope, eternal hope to be within heaven when Christ shall return to the earth. Hallelujah. Many of you in different parts of the world, they may be listening and wondering why America is also in derision and great confusion, being a so-called Christian-founded nation, a nation that stands out among all nations upon the earth as being the centerpiece and centerfold to all nations of hope, refuge, shelter, and a place of deliverance. The towering nation that Isaiah the prophet spoke of in chapter 2, the towering nation that's spoken of in Michael, the prophet Michael in chapter 4, in the 18th chapter of Isaiah, and many other places America is spoken of in Psalms 46, 48, Psalms 88, 87, 89, Zion, Mount Zion, the land of Joseph's inheritance. And you're wondering why America, the greatest or the most favored or blessed nation in the last 50 or 60 years, the most towering, which all people look to, basically America, the beautiful, the bounty, the most choice land on the earth. And this land, this nation stands out because as it was in former days, Jerusalem was the center of all of God's activity from Jerusalem, the Jews, back over 2,500 years and back 2,000 years ago when Jesus came as the Emmanuel, the Son of God, to redeem man and die on the cross for our sins and iniquity, Isaiah chapter 53. And he laid down his life to redeem us and bring us back to the Father, reconcile us, to justify and to forgive us all our sins, and we are united again by faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And repenting of our sins and our iniquity and saying, yes, I come to thee, I put my trust in thee, O Lamb of God. Now, America, USA, stands out among many nations because she has forsaken her original foundation and creed as a Christian Bible-believing gospel nation. And wherever in the history of man, if you read the scripture of the Holy Scripture referred to as the Bible, the bridge version of the Bible, of the Bible which gives us the instructions and plan and purposes and revelation concerning this one true living God. Hallelujah. Who often referred to in Israel, since he raised up a people called Israel through the seed of Abraham, a man chosen, that the Lord God will reveal his true identity and works in the earth through this man, Abraham, Genesis 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. This one man is chosen by the one true God, often referred to it as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, as the true and living Creator. And through him was made a covenant that he would use his seed to be his special chosen people to reveal salvation, deliverance to all the whole world. You can read about this beginning at Genesis chapter 15 and go all the way to Genesis just 20. And you'll see the covenant that he made with this one man who still believed in the one true God of Noah, King Melchizedek, all the way down, and he believed in the one creator. Now, the Lord used this man and raised up his people to be at the sign of the season who were called Israel, 12 tribes of them. Most people think that Israel was just only Jewish, but all Israel were not Jewish. One of the tribes were known as the Jews, Judah, and Benjamin. Later on, they became known as the Judah, tribe of Judah. But the rest of the 10 tribes, basically, they all were, at the beginning, were called the Israelites, the Hebrew people. Later on, they separated and divided, and they were divided into two groups. Now, Jerusalem is the capital, the center of the earth, the place that King David, the house, wanted to build a house, a place to acknowledge the true and living God, who revealed his law, his purposes through the prophet Moses, and used Israel as a centerfold of light and truth, that all truth and righteousness would come out of Israel, out of his people, out of his prophets. And Abraham's God, what we refer to as Abraham's creator maker, was the only true living God. All other gods of the earth were false gods. Now, this is quite shocking to people when you hear this truth and this revelation of truth, who came to the earth in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to redeem man from his fallen nature and sinful nature, and from the curse of idolatry, because all nations of the earth were under idolatry, worshiping strange and demonic gods and pagan gods since the fall of man. And so we hear America, who represents the true and living God and his standard and truth in the gospel, in the law, and the prophets. That is to say, the good news called the gospel, Isaiah 61. The good news will come to the earth in the person of a man child. Gospel Luke chapter 1, quote of Matthew chapter 1 and 2. You will see that the Lord God, who created the heavens, sent an answer to the earth. The one called, we call in the English language, Jesus, Yeshua, Emmanuel, the Savior of the world. John 3:16. And he came in the form of a baby conceived by the Holy Spirit. As you'll read the story of this miraculous birth, how the Son of God became, arrived in the earth on the mission of saving the redeeming mankind. And the confusion marches on today because there's many nations who are now still on the pagan idolatry of not knowing the living God. They serve many of us unknown gods. But here people are calling on all the earth. Where is God that made the heavens and the earth and created all things? What do we need? What is the place in this darkness? Where is help? Where is the help of the this? This fire that we hear around the earth, this is what we want. To the only person. Ephesians chapter 1 says there's only one person sent into this earth. Ephesians 4 says one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one redeeming, one that died, one that rose again, one that has power, life, and death, one that's called the life of man, one that's called Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ. The only one, the only person who are wondering all the different teachings, all the different gods in the earth. What is Jesus now? The Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Son of Yah, the God of Abraham, Jehovah, we call it.
In the Old Testament, El Shaddai, the God of Moses, and Joshua, and all the holy prophets, pointed to the Son of God coming into the earth called Jesus the Christ, the Redeemed Man, God Emmanuel, God in the flesh, the Son of God after the flesh, the God after his birth, which is called in his spirit, he's the living God. In his flesh, he's humanity, who died for the sins of the world, to redeem them, and rose again on the third day with the victory. Now, no other gods that people in the earth, none of them are condemned, hell, and the grave. Only one person, understand itself, because he's the life and the resurrection. Gospel of John chapter 11. Gospel of John 6. John Gospel according to 6, 8, 7, 10, 14, chapter of the Gospel of John, which says, the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the revelation knowledge that the Father is, but through me. For I'm in the Father, and the Father is in me. He has seen me, and has seen the work of the Father. I am the Father. There is no other important. He said in John chapter 10, I am the door. There is no other door. One way, created one way to deliver. And he manifests himself in three important ways to man, as Father, Son, and Spirit. And later on, we'll talk about how this one to God, Father came to God, Son came to God, and how say the hope and the cry is far in grief is the whole nation. The gospel at the end of faith and man through will come to an end at the end. Now we're closing 6,000 years. But faith through the end, Satan and demons and the works of darkness are coming
to a close. Because they were born there, raised. We know this is not what I was born. It's got to be something else under this oppression. And so the people are crying out to know the one true living God. And Jesus Christ, the Lord God, the Son of God, the Redeemer, hallelujah, came in this world to set you free and enlighten you and introduce you to the light of salvation through him. As you read the Bible, we understand now that one-third of the world is under drought and starvation. And because the curses of sin and rebellion against the true God has brought all this upon the nations. Hallelujah. This is what Satan, the work of Satan, when you follow him through these false gods, it creates a curse upon the land. Because you rejected the idolatry, through your idolatry worship the true living God, so you sow, you reap. And you rejected just as Israel of old in the Bible. When they turned against the true and living God, they suffer. Now the earth is under great tribulation and sorrow. The Bible calls this is Matthew 24, the beginning of sorrow and ending the great tribulation. Now, beloved, we are told in the Bible that Elijah, a prophet, would be come back to the earth to bring healing and deliverance and awakening to his people. Malachi 4. Malachi 3 and Matthew 17, Elijah, the Elias. Then again, in the light at evening time, at the 12th hour of God's prophetic clock and timetable, the 12th hour, that a messenger, yes, there are many false lies and deceiving delusions, demonic
deceptions are coming. Jesus said in Matthew, there will be many lying, deceiving spirits and familiar spirit, false religion, false teaching would come. And Satan would seek to deceive all flesh, Revelation 12. But out of this lying, deceiving work of Satan to hit that blind and deceive, the Lord Jesus, with the light of the living God, the light that is the darkness and greater than the darkness, will be thinking that Jesus Christ is the light and the Lamb of God, will come again to earth. When you hear that awesome name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on Calvary, rose again, when you hear that name present, that presence, and the power of the Holy Spirit, convict your heart and your mind. So know this is the way home, this is the way back to the true and living God to recover from my fallen state. Radio and
all kind of Instagram and technology to reach mankind in every nation.
And he's sending people, put soldiers into these nations and raising up nationalists in these nations and doing a mighty work. And the Holy Spirit is revealing much. The power of God's righteousness is called the Holy Spirit. The person of the Holy Spirit is using many apostles and prophets and intercessors and evangelists into those nations and raising up the cry that Jesus Christ is the rock and the redeemer, Matthew 16, that he's the Christ, the hope of mankind, deliverer, who died and rose again and shed his blood to redeem us from sin and death and loose us and reunite again unto the living God. This is the day of decision, beloved,
for all nations when the gospel comes into their nation. But demons and devils in these ruling monarchies and tyrants over these nations, such as communism, socialism, Marxism, Buddhism, Hinduism, and all of these, Islam especially, that power of darkness over Islam, it's terrible, demonic, it kills, destroys anyone that would hear the gospel, anyone that would read the Bible. That's that demonic power that's punished over there. People, many millions of good people in Islam, they were born like that.
Raised like that.
Many good people who were born in Hinduism
and Taoism and Buddhism.
Many wonderful people
and warriors and caring people who are blindly and deluded in Roman Catholicism and Jehovah's Witness in all ism, great and wonderful people, but blinded under blight of deception. Because the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ is the only answer. Romans chapter 1, Paul tells it, verse 1, verse 17, 18, and 10, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God of salvation to every man that believe and receive, both Jew first, then to Gentile, and to all that would hear.
The gospel
called the good news. That means a savior, a redeemer. Luke chapter 2, verse 8, 9, and 10. Now, today I introduce you to this Lord and Savior, the only redeemer. I bring him to your ears because, again, Elijah, the prophet of Israel, as you read in the Old Testament, there was a prophet called Israel. He returned the people back to the true worship. As you read 1 Kings 18 and 17, how Elijah, the prophet of Israel, of Jehovah, was called to bring Israel back in line to the true worship and the true God. So it would happen in the latter days that Elijah, the prophet, would once come to restore the nations and the people in Israel and America back to the true and living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the father of our Lord Jesus Christ, whom the whole family is his name. They'll come back to the blood. The atoning blood of Jesus is the only way, the atoning blood. Read Hebrews chapter 9, 10, and 4, the atoning blood sacrifice of the Lamb of God is the only way of deliverance. Trusting in the blood and the resurrection of the Lamb of God. John the Baptist, who baptized Jesus, in chapter 3 of Matthew and John chapter 1, verse 29, as he came, Jesus came to be baptized in water, showing us the way we had to come. Baptism of water is the necessary part. If you repented and been converted in your heart and believed on Jesus, then you're baptized by the authority of the Son of God into Christ or into Christ and his church.
But listen, beloved, last messenger that Jesus said was called the midnight cry, Matthew 25, will be a cry into the earth just before judgment hits the earth, just before Christ returns. Elijah must first come and restore all things. This is what Jesus said in Matthew's whole ministry of John the Baptist as the Elijah, twofold.
In the twofold ministry of Jesus, first coming as the Lamb of God, then he's coming again as the Lion of Judah, the ruler, the King of Kings, and Lord of Lords, his second time that he's coming to reign and rule. And Elijah comes the second time to restore all things. The gospel of restoring all things. The gospel of redemption restoring. The gospel of reconciliation, justification in Christ. The gospel of the blood atoning Yom Kippur. The gospel of the Lamb of God. The crucified, risen Christ coming to restore a nation and a people that are hearkening to him. Put their trust in him. Hallelujah. This is the day of decision. When Jesus came and ministered on people, he did not care how big or how great their sins or how great their sickness or their disease or the plagues that was on them. He came to set them free. He came to give them redemption. He said, believe on me and follow me. And they yielded their heart and their faith to the Lamb of God. Today, you can do the same without money or with the cost, without scam or any sort. You can hear today, and I'm not asking you for any money or any trickery, but just the love of God to compel you in me. The love of God is Christ is in me, compel me to this charge and this assignment to compel you to come freely. Christ paid the price to bring you back. The redemption without money, without price, he gave his life and rose on the third day with victory over death and the grave and over Satan. This same Jesus at the right hand of the Father is appearing to many people in the earth. Angels are appearing. Visions are given to them. Many Islam, Buddhists, terrorists, people in different parts of the world, Jesus Christ is appearing, an angelic appearing to them, manifesting. Many are missionaries sent to the darkest part of the earth. Give them the glorious Jesus that loved them and died for them and redeemed them to deliver them. They might be, again, be the family of God, the living God. Today is your day of decision, beloved. I had to make a decision. Down on my knees in my grandmother's washroom, crying out, are you the true and living God? Are you the true living God? I am not acquainted with you. As a young man, I grew up in a Christian home. I did not make a decision. I was walking in darkness and sin, as many other people were, enjoying the pleasures of Satan, but I still was not satisfied. With all that Satan offered you in the world, you can never be satisfied by sin. Few moments of pleasure, and that's it. Few moments of pleasure, that's it. He'll give you the world good many times, many things of this life, rich and powerful people, but you don't have life, neither do you have eternal life. Nor you to have peace of God that surpasses all understanding and keep your heart. Because the money and the power and the riches and the wealth cannot give it to you. Few moments of pleasure, of things and power and recognition, that's all. Then it's gone. We were made to worship the living God, to be his sons and daughters again, walking in the light, and our soul walking in the light of Christ. Our spirit being born again, washed, given life. Jesus said, I'm the life and the resurrection. He that has believed on me. Well, you read that, the 11th chapter of John, the gospel. If you make the decision today, no, I'm not going to send you anything for you can send me some money or some this. It takes money to operate in this world and technology. Of course it does. It takes money to, in this life. But I freely give this to you as we pay for this out of our own pocket for the love of God and not people. And we don't ask people if they choose to give, they can give to help the gospel go to the all nations. But we do not ask them. We have no gain. We know God wants to prosper you and bless your land and bless your life by giving them the gospel, but we don't ask you. If you don't have it, we ask God to lift the curse off of you that you may feed your family and prosper and lift the curse off of your land. So you can make a decision today. When I was in the world of sin, often we would take chances. Something new would come out, a new wine, a new whiskey, a new this. We would try it, give it a try. Even though it was dangerous, we would go for it. And now that I come to Jesus Christ and know the truth of the love of the Father for me, sending his Son to redeem me, don't you take a risk and a chance today freely. He gives you life today, eternal life. If you would believe on the Lord Jesus and said, Lord, I know I'm a sinner lost according to the scriptures. I'm cut off from the presence of God, fallen through Adam. If I die in this state, I'd be lost and cut off from God forever in a dark place. And Jesus came that I don't have to go there. You sent your Son. Lord God of Israel, I'm a Islamic, I'm a Hindu, a Tao, I'm an unbelief, I'm an infidel, I'm an atheist. But the Lord Jesus, if you prove yourself and come and change my life, my heart and my mind, and heal me my sickness and my disease, and curse the incurable disease in my life, and set me free from demons over my mind and my will, and set the captive free of my children, and show yourself a mighty God, the only true God, can heal, deliver, and save. If you, Lord Jesus, say, Lord Jesus, come into my life and prove yourself, I put my faith in you today to prove whether you're the true and living God, the Savior. I invite you to come into my life. Come into my home and help my children. Come into my soul. Change me. Give me love, peace, and joy, and righteousness, and forgiveness. I put my trust in you, one who died on the cross and rose again on the third day. I put my trust in you. Come live your life. Heal my land. Deliver my nation. But most of all, I call to know you personally. I sat down in my grandmother's washroom, and I said, if you are the real Jesus, you're the real God that I've been hearing about, show up, change me, deliver me, make yourself known to me. And he did in that watch. Hallelujah. And he will make himself known to you personally, individually. And he'll come through the Holy Spirit, come dwell in your life through the Holy Spirit. And you will know and get acquainted personally with the true and living God through Jesus the Christ, the one we in the Hebrew call Yeshua HaMashiach. Well, there was a new wine and a new disc when I was going young in the school, while every rose or whatever it was, we would give it a taste. New drugs come out all the time. And the devil's trying to destroy you and pacify you, but he never can be satisfied. He give you pacification like a baby with a pacifier in the mouth, and he think he's getting something. That way the devil gives you his few moments of pleasure in this world, and it's gone like the wind. But Jesus said, I'll come and abide in you, and my peace shall dwell in you, my love shall be in you, my joy shall be in you, and I will be in you, as a living well of living waters. Gospel of John 7, Gospel of John chapter 4. He will be in you a living well, that living well of Holy Spirit presence. Hallelujah. If you want that living waters to flow into your sight, become eternal life, then I invite the Lord Jesus Christ. I open my heart and I put my faith and trust. Come live in me, Lord Jesus. Wash my sin, wash my iniquity, purge me, remove the darkness, save to the uttermost. I invite you to come dwell and change me, transform me right now. Put my faith in your death, your blood, and your resurrection power. Come, Lord Jesus. Be my healer and my deliverer. Break every curse, bondage over my life. Every drug curse, alcoholic curse, every mental curse, every plague, let it be washed away in deliverance. Deliverance. Deliver my family, my children, my wayward children and sons. Our nation is in chaos, and we need a Savior and a deliverer. Use me as an instrument to give them the good joy. Good news that joy comes from heaven can come into their lives and change. Let it come. As I pray now, Father, in the name of Jesus, who sent me as ambassador, declare this good news to everyone that hear and would dare to believe that Jesus Christ is Lord and the only Savior. Say, I believe, I invite you to live in my life and mean it from your heart and sincere. He will prove himself to you. He will visit you. And the Holy Spirit will come. And the power of God will bring healing and deliverance to you and curse every disease and every sin bondage over you, and you'll be changed, transformed, just by believing on him who died and rose again, the Christ Jesus. Lord, grant them a miracle to prove yourself, just like Moses did in his day, just like Elijah the prophet. Grant a miracle. As you walked on the earth, Jesus, you made many miracles, signs and wonders. Grant these that believe and hear today that miracle as a sign and a signal that you are the only true deliverer. Grant them the miracle that you grant when you walked among men 2,000 years ago. Restore the miraculous power. Restore what Elijah is bringing to restore healing and deliverance. Restore the miraculous healing and deliverance and rescue your people as a sign that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now let the love of God heal Christians who are giving up and walking away from you. To those that once walked with you, Jesus, and knew you, who have walked away and been seduced and drawn away, Lord, recover them. Pick them up. They've fallen away. Forgive them and restore them. They call upon your name. You're waiting for them to return. Let them call upon you, those that's fallen away from your gospel, those that have been seduced, those that have been overtaken, those that the devil just wore them out. Lord, do a miracle upon their life and rescue them that call upon your name. Jesus the Christ, the Lord of glory, the Prince of Peace, the everlasting God. Isaiah 9, verse 6 and 8. He's coming back again, saints. He's coming back for a people. Be among that people who are called the blessed, the redeemed in Jesus Christ. Elijah, the last prophet, is coming in our generation with a message. As Elijah, the prophet, did in the days of Israel, to restore Israel back to the true and living God, Son of the living God, Jesus Christ. Well, we love you now. We hope you take our invitation to make a decision today for your miracle to come into your life. Freely I receive and freely I give. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Be blessed now. This is Brother Lee of the Windy City of Chicago telling you that Jesus will make himself real to you and he loves you and even give you a miracle to set you free.